Stock Motorcycle Thanks. Champion here in Chicago, Ellie Tonglet. His fourth win in the six events that we've had for the Pro Stock Bike category so far this year. The fifth win of six races for the White Alligator Racing Team. Your third win here at this racetrack, and your 14th career race win, tying you on the all-time list with Craig Treble. So you're joining some pretty good company here as you climb your way up. The question we've asked you in New Jersey and other places that you've won, did you know it would be this good when you climbed on top of that motorcycle to start the year?
We knew it would be good, but not this early in the year. You know, we saw Jerry have a lot of success and go really fast, and it was just a matter of getting the other bike dialed in and responding to tune-up changes. And we had three test sessions before Gainesville, and that's really where it all paid off. You know, we spent 2 days at each session, made a lot of runs, and got a lot of information for the bike before Gainesville. And each run, he's learning more and more about the bike, and it's going to be a great rest of the year for the White Alligator Racing Team.
On Saturday at the top end, you know, you and Hector, obviously the bikes were very closely matched, running pretty closely together. We're talking about who's going to be number one and two, and it's very jovial. It's a different environment, a little more serious when you get to Sunday afternoon, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a lot more serious. You know, qualifying, you have one goal, and that's to try to make a perfect run and be low ET. And on Sunday, your one goal is just to get wind lights. And it's a different mindset, and you just got to stay calm and stay focused on what's going on in your lane.
What's Tim's process, and you know, in dealing with you and dealing with the motorcycle? Is he does he get a lot of feedback from you, or rely mostly on data recorder? What is it? How does that work?
He gets feedback from me and feedback from Jerry, and he's got a lot of data that's coming off of the bike also. But it's good to have data coming from the rider, because we're sitting on the bike and we're going down track. We can feel stuff that the computer can't necessarily see, and he asks us every run how it feel and how's it running, and we give him an honest answer. And he said he doesn't get his feelings hurt if we tell him that it's slow. Yeah, I mean, this shutdown's it's really bad, actually, and the whole reason why we stayed in the right lane all day was because of the left lane shutdowns, a lot worse than the right lane. And here, you can't really get on the brakes. Thankfully, it's very long, because you can't get on the brakes till a good ways past the finish line, and then you got to slam on them. So I almost went in the sand in round two, no, semis. I almost went in the sand, and I just made the turnoff. So it's very tough to stop here on a bumpy track, because you don't want to get on the brakes if the bike's upset and wobbling.
So if the track asks you, what do we need to do to make it better, what would you tell them?
Make the shutdown smooth.
Just to make it smoother?
Yeah, just smoother. I don't know how to fix a bumpy track other than make it smooth. The track's great. It's just the shutdown could use some attention.
How about the wind, funny car, and Ron particularly brought up that the crosswind was pushing them around, and for you guys, that's a big deal.
We saw the crosswind, but honestly, it didn't really affect our bike too much. You know, these chassis they go right through the wind, and it's just a testament to Tim and them. They just built some really nice bikes.
Well, as you said earlier, you knew this could be a nice year, but four wins in six races. I mean, you can never anticipate that. I mean, the guys you're going up against, I mean, this is, you gotta be just feeling great about how the team's working and how you're competing out there.
Yeah, we're very confident. You know, there's two bikes that are struggling right now, and that's could be why we're having a lot of success right now. You know, those two guys, they're down and out right now. We just got to keep capitalizing, because they are going to come back up. It's just a matter of time, but hopefully we can just be one step in front of them like we are right now.